Well, they've announced today that they are introducing a new health drive to try and reduce the city's salt intake by about a quarter over 5 years. Now, you'll know that this is the sort of latest in the string of attempts by Mayor Bloomberg to improve the health of the city. He's gone for calories. He's made places like Starbucks put all the calories of their products on the boards in any outlet here. He's gone for trans fats in food. He sort of banned it in restaurants in New York. And they've also obviously were one of the first to make New York a smoke-free city. So this is the latest drive, although unlike previous efforts in those things that I mentioned, this one is fully voluntary. So they're asking companies that make fast food and restaurant owners to reduce their salt use by about a quarter, but purely voluntarily.
Do we know whether there'll be many takers for this initiative?
It's sort of a little unclear at the moment. A few fairly big companies have come out and saying they think it's a great idea and are sort of embracing it. They obviously see some sort of commercial advantage in being seen to be, you know, good employers and good food manufacturers. But others, such as Campbell Soup, the makers of Campbell Soup, are a little bit iffy about it. It's quite difficult to reduce salt in the sense that many consumers are used to the taste of salt. It sort of makes food taste more vibrant. And also, of course, it makes food last longer if you can it. So it's slightly tricky to reduce salt without incurring costs because the replacement chemicals you can use to replace sodium are all more expensive than salt, which is quite an inexpensive chemical to use in manufacturing. So there are difficulties involved, but people do think this could be quite a major thing here because most manufacturers will not have the capacity to just make a separate line of products just for New York. So it's going to affect the entire national food production in America if companies do go for it. And they say that here that people are consuming about twice as much salt as they should do. So it is quite a major health problem for Americans.
Yeah, I mean, what effect will it have on public health potentially?
Well, again, slightly disputed. Some people say it's not clear directly the impact of salt on health. Others say that, you know, we know enough now to be more careful than we are, which is that too much salt puts up the blood pressure, and that in turn can cause strokes and heart disease. So they say, you know, at the levels that Americans are consuming it, this is unhealthy and it's dangerous. The New York itself, Mayor Bloomberg, goes further and claims that if these voluntary targets are met, that several thousand people's lives will be spared each year in New York. And nationally, that could be as much as 800,000 people, which is quite a bold claim because, as I say, that the research is not crystal clear in terms of a direct connection between salt and coronary death. But they're saying they could actually save hundreds of thousands of lives.